might be cold outside, but it's been red hot for the Lorain County Community College men's basketball team. Boy, they are killing it right now. 12-0 this season. They're out to an incredible start. And here to talk to us about the Red Hot Commodores is head coach Marty Eggleston. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me, Andy. I'm doing great. I mean, you know, it's Christmas time, and, you know, who can ask for anything more, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And, boy, you guys are playing unbelievably well right now. What blew me away in just reading some of the information about what you guys have done so far this year, you know, 12-0 stands out first and foremost, but the distribution of scoring, it's almost unheard of with the amount of different leading scorers you guys have had every single game. Coach, is that something that's just happened by circumstance, or is that something that's happened by design?
You know, it's really a combination of both. I mean, we started off this season really wanting to train and develop each player in the same way, in hopes that, you know, we'd realize that when we make substitutions, we wouldn't lose anything. And then we had one guy get hot one day, and then the next game, there was another guy, and after about three games or four games, we were like, hey, maybe we could make this thing happen. And so our players really just started looking for each other and building a rapport with each other. And then it just steamrolled from there.
Well, not only has the scoring been distributed very, very well, but you guys have been outstanding defensively. Pesky defensively, I'm sure your opponents would probably tell you. You guys are averaging just under 14 steals a game. But what's even more impressive, we go back to the depth and the balance we just referenced. You have nine guys averaging a steal or more per game. How are you making this all work?
Listen, if you don't play defense, you can't play. I mean, nowadays, you come across a lot of teams who win by just flat out outscoring other teams. But, I mean, you run out of gas in some instances. In some instances, you're hot. And some instances, you're not. But defense is a choice. And if you choose to play defense and you choose to guard, it makes the game on the offensive end just a little bit easier.
Along those same lines, you know, we've had many of these conversations with coaches, and as a matter of fact, on some of our Cobos Insurance Center Countdown of the Q shows with Tim Alcorn and Scott Cirilla, we talk about a lot of the same things, even as high as the NBA level as well. And it all comes down to one word that we hear over and over and over again, and that's effort. Now, you know, for guys like us who are just talking about it on the radio, you know, we don't always have the best idea as to how to measure effort. But as a coach, I'm sure you've got a great idea as to how to measure effort, because effort is what it's all about defensively. And I think that's kind of what you were alluding to. How do you grade effort, or how do you notice effort when you're watching these guys throughout the course of a game?
You know, with our experience as coaches, myself and our associate head coach, John Kishak, you know, Coach K and I, we are really on the same page when it comes to understanding levels of play. You know, we've both had the chance to play at a high level, and it's hard to measure effort. I mean, really, in some cases, you might consider it immeasurable. But you can tell when a guy is given 100%, he's playing hard all the time. When he's not playing, he's encouraging his teammates. And, you know, we encourage our guys to practice and work on a lot of things that don't show up in the stat book.
Lorain County Community College head men's basketball coach Marty Eggleston is our guest here on Bull's Eye in the afternoon. And, boy, in case you haven't noticed, they are 12-0 on the year, out to a remarkable start. Coach, we talked about the steals. We talked about the balance and scoring. Outside of those two elements, what else has really stood out to you about this incredible start for your team?
Well, the fact that we have a great group of young men who are of good character. I mean, I think that character goes a long way. A lot of people who watch sports, I'm using finger quotes here, but you can't see it. who are watching sports, they don't see and realize that having good character carries over onto the court. We have a great group of guys, so they're good people, which helps. And because they're good people, they care about the success of others. Our motto is get your brother a shot. You know, we don't work on trying to get our own shot. It doesn't make any sense for us for you to work hard and get a bad shot where you can work smart and get your teammate a great shot. And so that helps.
that helps make things just a little bit easier for us.
Coach, do you think that mentality is a primary factor as to why you guys have been as balanced as you've been as far as the scoring goes?
It really is. It really is. We're trying to be an intelligent team. We play what we call cerebral, above-the-neck basketball because at higher levels, you know, everybody can run, everybody can jump, you know, everybody can shoot. And so when you come across a team who can do all of those things, the team that's going to win is the team that's smarter. And so we try to play intelligent basketball, and we really have been doing that.
How many guys do you typically play a night? I mean, when you look at those numbers and you see all those guys averaging at least 3 points per night, you've got, I think, over 10 guys averaging at least 3 points per game. And as we mentioned earlier, you got at least 9 guys averaging a steal or more. About how many guys do you play each night?
Every guy. That's our goal. Our goal is to play every man. It doesn't make sense to have 15 guys on the team and have, you know, 4 guys sitting. It's not easy. It's not easy. And it's really a difficult style because when you're used to dealing with guys who maybe were an elite player at their previous program or played in high school and they were the man, it's hard for you to kind of, you know, to trim it down and maybe not necessarily do as much scoring as you used to. But we try to throw every player at you every night. That's our goal.
Coach Marty Eggleston, the head coach at Lorain County Community College. The Commodores out to a 12-0 start this year. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. So when you're doing these substitutions, do you do these like line changes in hockey? Do you do 5 for 5, or do you mix it up a little bit based on matchups?
No, we really try to match up. So we look to match up with the other team defensively first because we don't worry about the offense. All of our guys can score. I'm going to tell you, any one of our players can give you business offensively. That's the honest to goodness truth. And so what we try to do is we try to match up with teams defensively, and we want to make sure that the guys that we have out on the team are guys who are going to make it harder for the other team to get the ball past half court and get a good shot. We tell them all the time we want to make every pass difficult and every catch impossible.
Throughout the course of this season, and now you guys are near that halfway point, 12 games in, are there a couple of moments that stand out to you that have really stood out above all the rest?
You know, the moments that stood out above the rest, quite honestly, all happened off the court. For us, this weekend we traveled to Philadelphia. We played 2 games back-to-back, Monday night and Tuesday night. But the great thing is that my guys were, you know, gave them an opportunity to be in another place and see that the work and energy that they put in is the same thing that other teams do all over the place. And so we had a chance to visit Villanova University, and we took a tour of the place. Villanova is the number one basketball team in the nation right now in college basketball, and my guys stood on their campus and took shots in their gym this week. And so I wanted them to see that it's doable. Additionally, they came across to, you know, had a chance to come across a couple guys at Villanova who know guys from our team, which was, you know, just an interesting coincidence. And so they got a chance to see that there are guys at the higher level who come from where they come from, put the work in like they did in some of the same gyms. And so it showed them that it's possible. That right there helps build confidence in our guys and show them that what I'm doing is worth it.
Do you have all local guys in your team, Coach? Where are these guys traditionally from?
Yeah, traditionally we try to have local guys. In all honesty, we don't do a ton of recruiting. Because we're a Division III junior college, it's tough to recruit and have something to offer outside of my good looks. what we try to do is... you know, we take who comes here. I do get tons of emails from people who want to come and play. I sort out the guys who aren't local, and because I want guys to be able to have their families come and watch them play, their moms, their dads, their former coaches, and then we just teach them the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Well, Coach, that's really awesome stuff. We'll cut you loose on this. I know you guys don't play again for a little while. You guys have about a week or so off, if I'm not mistaken. You guys don't play again until a week from this coming Sunday, so you guys do have a little bit of a layoff here. What kinds of things are you looking for from the guys between now and then in your next game on December 30th?
Right now I'm looking for them to get some rest. My guys have their first 2 days off. Yesterday and today, their first 2 days off since the season has begun, and so we're just like every other team. You get a little banged up, you get tired a little bit, and so my hope is that they'll enjoy the holiday, that they'll get some rest. They'll watch, I'm sure, some of the games over the holiday, because our home games you can kind of catch on YouTube and then we'll come back sharp on Tuesday afternoon and practice and get ready for our next opponent.
Awesome stuff. Coach, this was a lot of fun. We certainly appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Congratulations on this red-hot start at 12-0. We hope that you and yours have a great holiday season, and let's have you on again soon.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. And, happy holidays to everybody out there, and go Commodores.